making you seem like you know what's happening in pop culture while you're standing around the water cooler at work.
You don't want to be left out, right?
Here's today's top trending stories on Indy's number one for new country, 97.1 Hank FM.
All right, so a Florida man who misread his scratch-off lottery ticket thought he had won $1,000, only to later realize the ticket was actually worth $1 million.
That's amazing.
$1 million. Lee Wingfield, 63, says that he, after buying the ticket in the morning, he went all day thinking that he won $1,000.
Which that was making his day to begin with.
So right. But I don't think he was thinking about it the same way all day long that $1 million would have been thought about. That night, he realized that the prize money was a lot more than three zeros. And he decided to take the lump sum, which means he went home with about $890,000.
Wow.
I know. What do you got over there?
So Bette Midler has confirmed that the Hocus Pocus sequel is happening. During an interview, she confirmed that Sarah Jessica Parker and Kathy Nahimi will also be returning, bringing the Sanderson sisters together again. The original film, which was released in 1993, told the story of three witches who were awakened by a boy in Salem, Massachusetts on Halloween night. It will be, the Hocus Pocus 2 will be on Disney Plus.
He was a virgin. It needed to be a virgin that woke him up.
Oh.
I just watched this a couple weeks ago for the first time.
My parents just watched it for the first time. I still haven't seen it all in Succession.
I don't get the hype.
Really?
I don't. Yeah.
That's what they say.
I watched it and I was like, I don't know.
They liked the kid more than anything else because I guess he's on NCIS. Like they recognized him for being a kid back then.
People hyped it up for me, man. People were big fans of it. I watched it. I was like, nah, this isn't it.
And check this out. In Australia, right off the coast, there is a coral reef taller than the Empire State Building. This massive ocean structure stands over 1,640 feet tall.
Creepy.
It's the largest reef discovery in more than 120 years. It was discovered by an underwater robot named Sebastian. And in a true twist, the dive was live streamed on the Schmidt Ocean Institute's website.
So everybody discovered it together at the same
right.
time.
Right. Very cool.
So would you rather visit the ocean floor or go out to space?
I think I'd choose space.
Yeah. Ocean floor sounds terrifying.
Yes.
We still don't know what's down there. That's where
at least in space too. I mean, you know, it's just out in the middle of nothing.
Yeah.
Whereas down there, I'm like, you know, there's some scary fish that are down the deep ocean.
Yeah.
So.
The real aliens are at the bottom of the ocean.
Correct.
Caleb and Mindy in the morning on 97.1 Hank FM.